This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Living Flame of Deepest Black, an avatar of Cthugha.
There's a monster in my podcast.
That's our first avatar.
No. Is it? The giant space clam was our first avatar of Azathoth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Second avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Bound to be better than the first one.
I'm sure.
Will it have box office buku, or will it be another dog from Hollywood? this thing is interesting.
I like to me. This.
Yeah, I think this is pretty cool. What's interesting is like the later, like the Durla thing and shit that happened to Mythos,
mm-hmm.
you end up with a lot more it's obviously less special.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these that are trapped by Elder Signs, which is an August Durlath-ass thing.
Uh-huh.
Lead to awesome campaign hooks.
Yes.
Like every time one of these things is like currently trapped on Earth here,
mm-hmm.
like every time I read that, I'm like, yes.
All right.
You know, let's go.
We're heading over to Greece.
Let's go check it out. Let's go get some yogurt.
Uh-huh.
Get some squamishly, cyclopeanly thick yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then go check out the Living Flame of Deepest Black, IRL.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So this is the result of a botched summoning of Cthugha. Mm-hmm. Which is weird because I like that. That doesn't sound like an avatar to me. But it appears as this enormous mass of muscles with a skull that has a bunch of that has seven horns around it. And seven horns form a crown around its huge black eyeless muscled skull.
Yeah, muscled skull.
Wow.
It's like the best like 12 Days of His Christmas verse.
muscled skulls.
Yeah. This is some Hyperborean stuff.
Yes.
So there's a cult, the Bringers of Fire, which you mentioned, mm-hmm. who worship this thing. They're the ones who brought it here. And mm-hmm. guess where it's trapped? In the labyrinth of the Minotaur.
Yeah, guess what the Minotaur is? This thing,
this
baby.
Guy. Yeah, who's got two thumbs and is the Minotaur of myth?
Yeah, who's got seven horns and people keep on not giving me credit for my great works. This guy.
Yeah, this guy. Poor Minotaur.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, I mean, the guy seems like a real dick.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm way less into this Minotaur than a regular Minotaur.
Yeah, regular Minotaur is a figure of pity.
There's a great great little sentence here, too. His armor rating is 5-point muscle. Like, that means like
this person
died halfway through writing the sentence. I think it means the muscle is very thick and it counts as armor, but that's that's not armor though. That's meat.
Yeah, you know? No, that's meat. That is very fun. I like the idea of reading people my muscle.
I like saying 5-point muscle. You know, it just sounds cool.
Yeah.
This is rather than going out on a joke. Guess what? We can hype.
What can we hype, Gary?
Next week is Cthulhu week.
Oh shit, you're right.
Three Cthulhu and two avatars.
Uh-huh.
It's the titular fella.
Yeah, I am feeling his call.
It's like in, you know, when Joel turns to the camera and goes, truly, this really is the last of us.
Yep.
It's like that, except for Cthulhu.
That's a weird
the boy. Yeah, the a bunch of Last of Us talk in the Slack.
Oh yeah, because the horror month coming up and I'm streaming that right now.
No, I didn't
people here know about Hex Crank?
No, it's just
for promoting stuff.
It's just a bunch of people it's not actually good.
So oh yeah, no.
Yeah, not to call anybody out in particular, but uh-huh. there's a lot of that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like it's not because of Hex Crank, I'm sorry, but you should watch Hex Crank.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.